Tough guy to follow there. Wow. That was quite a game. There were so many elements to it, back and forth, offense, defense, special teams, turnovers, big plays, penalties. I mean, there were just a whole lot of things. But in the end, guys made the plays that they need to make. Big stop down there on the goal line when the Giants got it down there. They tried to, run that rollout kind of pick play that they like. And we defended that. We were able to get the ball back and just, barely had enough time to, get into field goal range. And, of course, Steve made a great kick. So, give our players the credit. They really stepped up and made a lot of great plays. Obviously, the Giants are a good football team. They gave us all we could handle. But it's good to come down here and win.
Steven said that he hums a song during the timeouts before the field goal. Do you sing any songs on the sidelines in your head while you're there?
Yeah, no.
How about Jovi?
Just trying to coach a game, Jim.
Bill, given that you once obviously won two Super Bowls as part of the Giants franchise and you've competed against them and two others, just how emotional was this game for you? And if it's
I don't think you're going to think about all that. Just, happy for the guys that are here. And the team, we put a lot into this game, and we played hard and competed hard, and it was good to win it. So that's really what it's about. It's not about some other game or year or anything like that.
Did you think that Beckham play was going to stand, or was that one of those where you know the rule well enough that you were confident?
I don't know. It looked like close play. I don't know. There were a lot of close plays in that game. So sure, they reviewed it.
Outside of playoff teams, which obviously are in the class by themselves, it's a pretty good football team. Have you seen many better than this? Been in many better than this in terms of back and forth?
It's always good to win. Yeah, I'm not ranking them. Just good to win.
From your vantage point, Coach, could you tell that the ball was going in through the uprights?
Looked pretty good. Yeah, I was kind of back on it. It looked pretty good. Looked like I was going to, be inside the left upright. And I thought, 53 for Steve, especially kicking that way, which there wasn't a lot of wind, but I think what little wind there was, it was tending to blow that direction. But there was, I think, a little more wind earlier in the game. It seemed like it died down from their bench to our bench. So if anything, I think the wind was kind of blowing it to the kicker's left. But Steven hits a true ball. I mean, we've seen him hit so many of those in practice and in games. And when it came off his foot, and you'd see that, that straight end over end tumble. It was true. Look, that's the guy you want out there. You want your best player in that situation to have an opportunity to win a game for you, and he did, as he's done, many times before.
You talked about Malcolm's play against Beckham. It seemed they went at each other pretty good.
Yeah, they competed as two good football players. I mean, Beckham's a tremendous player. Can't say enough about how competitive he is. I think those two guys probably have a lot in common in terms of their competitiveness, their toughness. Maybe both a little undersized, but big hearts and big competitors. And Beckham's tough. I mean, he does everything well. Talked about him all week, and he was impressive today.
What made you decide to be aggressive with your timeouts and use them before the two-minute mark? Because that obviously came back to really help save you guys the time that you needed.
Yeah, we just thought that was it's the best way to handle it. That's force the issue.
Bill, was a part of you relieved when Eli Manning threw to Harris for 18 yards to get inside the 10-yard line that week?
No.
Does the offensive game plan change at all when you lose a guy like Julian? Is it just the next guy running in the same place?
Yeah, I mean, a game plan's a game plan. We can't. We can't drop 20 new plays because, something happens. I don't think you can coach a game like that. We got to do what we do. And, guys practice. We have to back up every position. Every player has to be ready to go. We don't know what's going to happen in the game. They had them on their side. We had them on our side. And that's the NFL. It's pro football.
Coach, were you surprised that the Giants play calling in front of the two-minute warning considering the timeouts you guys had and where they were?
You'd have to ask them about that. I don't know. We're just trying to defend what came up.
Butler to make that play in the end zone on Beckham. What does that say about his continued development as a corner who can make those kinds of plays at the biggest moments?
Well, I mean, it's been like that, you know, all year for Malcolm. I mean, he's played against, you know, great receivers every week, going back to Brown at Pittsburgh. And, you know, every week he competes hard every week, and he's getting better. You know, Beckham's a tremendous, tremendous player. It's a tough matchup. But, you know, he competed well. He made some plays. Beckham made some plays. You know, I think that's what's going to happen when you put a, you know, highly competitive corner against a, you know, good receiver and a good quarterback.
I've seen a lot from Tom, but his competitiveness to come back after kind of having the game that he had, the interception, to lead that last drive, got to be proud of how he bounced back.
Yeah, proud of all the players, yeah, Tom. But that's, I mean, that's the way these games are, you know. You can't worry about what happened in the first full 58 minutes or 59 minutes or 56 minutes or whatever it is. You know, the game comes down to a certain point, and it's, you know, how the two teams play from there on in, whether it's the last minute, the last 30 seconds, the last 3 minutes. You know, I mean, we can see, you know, when that time is going to come, and then that's what it's all about. So, you know, Tom did a great job. The receivers, I mean, Danny did a great job to get, the, you know, a few extra yards on that last play. Dobson getting out of bounds. You know, just being able to get the ball down there. You know, we were trying to get to, you know, the 35. Even though Steven could probably kick a little further than that, but that was kind of our target on this particular game with the situation, you know, the conditions and so forth. And we got it there and had 6 seconds on the clock to kick. And, you know, it's kind of the way we wanted to do it. Of course, you can, you know, talk about all that situational football you want and all, but it doesn't really mean anything unless you make the kick. And that's, you know, Joe and Ryan and Steve, obviously. You know, give them all the credit in the world. It's a tough kick in that situation, and they hit it.
When you talk about little things, the sack Rob had, I think it was a 13-yard sack, that saved 3 points right there.
Sure did.
And the block Eric Martin had on Hurts, like, sprung Danny for the big punt return. You talk about those two plays.
Yeah, Rob's sack was huge. You know, they were in field goal range there, and that pushed them out. They still had a couple more downs, but we were able to keep him from, you know, getting close enough. I mean, Brown's another, you know, two good kickers on the field today. You know, Brown's another great kicker. And, you know, I'm sure that, you know, his range, you know, 53, 4, 5. I mean, you know, he's, I don't think anybody's made more of them than him, or not many more anyway. So that was a huge play, you know, to save those 3 points. Yeah, and then, you know, Danny, obviously, you know, faked the Peter call, faked the, you know, the kind of the sign that he wasn't going to handle the ball, and then he handled it, looked like he caught him by surprise, got outside. We got a couple good blocks there. You know, shame we didn't score on the play, but it was, you know, good that we were able to, you know, punch it in from the six there, you know, and get the touchdown and not, you know, not get stopped after we had, you know, had that kind of field position. So, you know, the offense did a great job of finishing it off. But, yeah, Danny, that was a big play to get us going. You know, if he had fair caught the ball or whatever, we would have been in bad field position, probably like around, I don't know, 12, 15-yard line, whatever it was. And, you know, he put us on the six. So, you know, again, good effort, good hustle by the guys on the punt return team, you know, after the rush to peel back around. And once Danny got some space, they, you know, they had some effort to make those blocks. So, I mean, that was good. Two big, huge plays in the game, though. You know, but the third and five or whatever it was on the sprint out where, you know, Manning couldn't throw it. He's, you know, slid and took the sack. But, you know, that was obviously a big stop, too, in that situation.
Do you sometimes need a game like this to show yourself over the course of a long season what you have in a two-minute drill and to be able to?
I mean, look, we're ready. You know, we have to be ready every week to, you know, we work on a two-minute offense, our four-minute offense, our two-minute defense, four-minute defense. You know, we don't know if we're going to be ahead or behind, or we're going to need to make a kick, block a kick, or, you know, whatever it is. I mean, there's a million plays, situational plays. So we work on those every week. And, you know, the ones that come up, we hope we prepared well enough that we can go out there and execute them. And even the last play of the game, I mean, we talked about that play too. And, you know, looked like, I don't know, go back and watch the film, but I mean, it looked like we had that, you know, fairly well contained. But, you know, they did a great job of keeping that ball alive. I mean, I didn't even know it would go past the front line, but looked like Morris got it, and, you know, once they started, you know, moving it around and got it to their skill players there, it was, you know, I mean, it still wasn't over. So give our guys credit for finishing the game. It was, you know, that was the final out, but it was a tough one.
Thank you.